Our next guest here to spread the word when it comes to Stories in Blue, a pilgrimage to heal human trafficking. Described as a bold new project presenting here at Art Prize this year, my next guest stepping up to the plate to talk about it. I'm glad you were here bringing this to our attention. Darius, we'll call you TQ Colquitt. Good morning to you, Darius.
Good morning, Shelley. It's a joy to be here.
Where's TQ come from? Darius Colquitt. I guess it's a Colquitt thing.
Well, the TQ was actually a stage name that I adapted years ago. It's kind of honoring some friends.
And we'll leave that as it is. I appreciate you, Dan Christman, dramaturg and assistant director. Good morning to you, Dan.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, Rena Hamstring. Hamstradam, doing great things as project coordinator, fellow ensemble member. Rena, good day to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
To see you. Darius, what's going on?
Well, we're working on Stories in Blue, as you said. It's an immersive theatrical piece. We're presenting the real-life stories of six local survivors of human trafficking.
I was going to say, how did this come to be?
Well, this was birthed through our wonderful artistic director, Stephanie Sandberg. She had been researching the piece, kind of like we did with Lines a few months back, and it's just been an amazing process.
Where do we see Stories in Blue?
Well, Stories in Blue will be playing actually throughout the downtown area. We're performing every Tuesday through Sunday. Tuesday through Friday, we perform at 6:30, starting at the Van Andel Arena, and we actually pilgrimage through the downtown area. We have maps on our website, storiesinblue.com, so you can come check us out all throughout the downtown area.
And additional performances at 2 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yes.
Great. Tell us a little bit about you and your involvement, Rena.
Well, I have been a member of Adapt Theater Company, who's presenting this, and a longtime advocate of theater for social change, and was involved with Lines, a Lived Experience of Race, which we did back in April as well at Wealthy Theater, and was asked to act in this, and have also taken on a lot of the coordinating for the project. We've just been here getting hooked up with local organizations and, getting our Facebook site up, getting all of our information out, because we feel really strongly about this issue and also about doing really great live performance art for the first time here on the streets of Grand Rapids during Art Prize.
Dan?
Yeah.
Tell us about you and, again, your involvement, your interest.
Okay. Stephanie asked me to come in and help her with this project because we've worked together before on Lines. I was a former student of hers. And she had to, through certain circumstances, had to leave for like a month. So I kind of picked up the reins for about a month after and during the process, kind of helped her working with that. And I also have been very integral in working with the text and making it workable for Art Prize in general.
Yes. Yeah. So, Darius, take me through, where will you be? Where's the next showing?
The next showing is actually this evening, 6:30, starting at the Van Andel. The locations we go through, we start at the Van Andel Arena, then we walk to Kampua Square Plaza. Then, one of the performance spots is right outside of here at the Graham.
Nice, nice.
Then we go to the Fifth Third Courtyard on Monroe. Then we go up to the Fifth Third Courtyard on Ottawa. And then we cross the street and we end the performance at the courthouse.
So that's all today,
tonight. That is all today. Mm-hmm, and yes, we will be doing this about 13 more times.
Yep, every evening except Mondays for the duration of Art Prize.
Up until October 2nd.
Give me, Rena, the cliff note of I'm ready to watch your performance. What will we be experiencing?
Well, what it is basically there are six of us. We move together, we sing together. You will recognize us because we're all wearing all blue. Blue is the color of human
men
trafficking.
Men and women, or just women?
We are all women.
We are all women. One of our representation.
Yes,
that's all I need to know. Yes.
And so people have seen us around town and are starting to call us the Ladies in Blue. They're called Stories in Blue. Blue stands for human trafficking. It stands for hope and for the message that we're trying to bring. And what we will do is that each stop, one of the women will tell their story, which is adapted. It's completely verbatim in their own words. And some of them are more realistic than others, but with movement, they will tell the story of their experience with human trafficking. So there is some, you know, there is some difficult content, but we feel it's really, really important that people hear these stories because no one hears them. They're sort of invisible stories in a way. So that's why we wanted to get out and put them right on the streets.
And not just this, but people are unaware of the fact that West Michigan is so involved in the human trafficking epidemic. At the beginning of the year, we were second in the nation. Michigan was second in the nation for human trafficking. Now we're number six. So we're doing better, but not by any means closer to where we should be. So it's a very important issue, and we're just hoping that a lot of people take heed.
For those who now, you are portraying one of the situations.
Yes.
How tell me how you're are you in character for this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we all take on the character of there's one young
of a real story
of a survivor. Obviously, these are all people who have been through it and have come out. But it has been a kind of a harrowing experience, even for us as actors, to hear the stories over and over again.
Absolutely.
And to speak through them over and over again.
And obviously, Darius, you're involved too?
Yes. I actually get the opportunity to challenge myself. I'm playing a trans woman who's gone through her life, you know, starting out as a boy, not being understood, and having to live life already not feeling, you know, human, not feeling like who they are. And then get wrapped up into this whole epidemic, this whole situation, but still to find a way to come out of it and be triumphant. I think that difficulty in itself is something that everyone in West Michigan needs to see.
Dan, again, more about, have you worked with partners? I know I'm actually involved with the War Tonight. They're opening up a new cafe.
Yeah, we're actually working with War quite closely. We have volunteers coordinated through them. I think Becky,
yes,
is coming. Becky McDonald is coming to speak on
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. We actually have a senator coming to speak on Tuesday, Senator Emmons. Just to kind of, keep up the dialogue.
Yeah, speak at one of your pop-ups, you're saying? Yeah, speak.
It's going to be after the show at Crossroads Bible Church, where our permanent installation is. We're hoping to kind of funnel people there after the pilgrimage is over.
Yep, and that's on the 27th.
Yes. All of this can be found where?
This can all be found on www.storiesinblue.com or find us on Facebook. Just search Stories, letter N, Blue.
Stories in Blue, a pilgrimage to heal human trafficking. I may have missed this. Why blue? Why this color of blue, Dan?
Blue is the international color of human trafficking awareness in both the FBI and...
Yeah, that'll work. What will you be moving your audience? Do you anticipate some unique reactions from your?
Oh, yes, we've already garnered.
It's been very.
Oh yes,
yes.
Yeah.
Tell me.
It is. We're telling stories that are very, very intimate, and some of them are very disturbing. And we have had we've had people moved to tears. We've had people very concerned about the actors not being able to tell whether the actor was an actual survivor or not, which is part of the reason why we have volunteers along with us to talk with people if they need someone there.
We've been very careful about that.
They're very, we've tried not, the content is not really explicit, but it is very moving and very, very emotional and very difficult content, as well as being, you know, we've also tried to make them somewhat uplifting and hopeful as well. So there's that element in there too.
Darius, have you had a Kickstarter with this? What's going to keep this sustainable?
Yes, we actually do have a Kickstarter running with the succession of this piece. We are hoping to not only use this piece to introduce the notion that human trafficking is happening, it does exist, but through this Kickstarter, we hope to actually hopefully produce a film or do a live production of the piece somewhere here in town so that more people can see it and not just, you know, learn more about it, but actually actually figure out ways to do something about it.
Great. All right. We see you tonight. Rena, what are your final words?
My final words are, please come and see us. 6:30 every night starting at Van Andel, I think, or hook up with us as you see us around town. It's really important to come out and hear the stories that we don't normally hear every day during our prize.
Dan Chrisman, your final word?
Yeah, I just agree with Rena, honestly.
wise man.
Yeah, always do.
Good. All right, Darius, one more time. Stories in Blue, a pilgrimage to heal human trafficking. Tonight,
6:30.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
For being here and certainly sharing your story.